Okay.
Okay, guys, let's begin. We had, I wanted to start with one quick Ahara, and then we'll continue where we left off. Okay. We had learned yesterday on Kavavah Amud Aleph, we had the din of, tearing Kriya for a Rebbe that taught Torah to you that passed away. So the Gemara in Kavavah Amud Aleph had Akasha, said, Amalei Reish Lakish of Yom, Eliyahu Chayu. Eliyahu did not die when Elisha tore Kriya. So how could it be that Elisha needed to tear Kriya? So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yochanan says, Amalei came to see Velo Ra'o. He didn't see him anymore. That's what the pasuk says. The Gemara says, L'gabi Didei Kemeis Dom. So in respect to Elisha, it was as if Eliyahu had died. We know that the Yaakov Shimoni says that Eliyahu was Pinchas Zeo Eliyahu, and we know that he never died. So the Gemara says, but Elisha knew he would never see him again. So Eliyahu is considered for him to be Mace, and that's why he tore Kriya. So it's interesting, the Ritva here and both the Meiri say that that's a limited halacha. It's only limited to Eliyahu Navi. Says the Ritva, Kevnek Siv Laro, Odom, Apple, Gabi Dide, Kemez Domi, Perez, Dafke Liao, Sha'olo Lamoro, Dafke Liao, that went up to Shammai, Vain Lamedim, he said. There's a special din. Let's say a Talmud, Lamisha Pirish, Vimena Rabo, Lalechas, Lamedina Siam, let's say a Rebbe's leaving a Talmud to go over the ocean, Ukiyotsubo, would he have to tear Kriya? It's possible he thinks I'll never see him again. Says the Ritva, no, you don't tear Kriya. Efshar shi yirenu od. So we don't have that halacha. You'll never know. You might see him again. And the Miri says the same thing. The Olamein Kornel al meis velo al chai. Vefilu yodabo bevadai shelo yero liolam. Even if you know for sure you'll never see him. You never know. Actually, the Miri seems to say it a little bit different. Even if you will know for sure you'll never see him, but we only tear Kriya on a mace and not a chai. Okay, so that's an interesting ha'ara I wanted to point out from the Ritva and the Meiri on this Gemara. And it's interesting, we always treat Eliyahu as Pinchas, as I said from the Yaakov Shimoni. In fact, there's a Tosis in Bava Metzia and Kufya Dal Meis. I don't know if we'll get to it today, that Sugya, but the Gemara says one of the Moroi met Eliyahu Navi in a cemetery, and he said, well, what are you doing here? Aren't you a Kohen? So you see the Bavli held like that Yaakov Shimoni that Eliyahu is a Kohen because he's Pinchas. So he says, don't worry about it. Meis Akum is not Metame Ba'o, which hopefully we'll get to in Shir today. If we don't, we'll get to it later, even tomorrow, or maybe today at a Chabur at 5 and 5:30. But whatever the case might be, the bottom line is that Tosis asks Akasha there, and he says, if that's the case, then how did he enter the room to save the baby? You know, there's a famous story in Navi that the baby died, and he revived the baby. So Tosis frekt Akasha, he says, how do you go in there? Kohen can't be metame lameis. Frekt Tosis, kufi yudal lameis and bometzi, amon lelav kohen, mar, tema lari. Tosis asks Abamu, hechia binah, how do you hechia bichna shal amonah? How is he able to want Mechaya, the son of the Almona? Kevich Koyin Haya. Since he was a Koyin, Nechsiv, Yismodein, Ala Yelad, Vigoyner. It's a great Kasha of Tysus. And Tysus answers, Yishlomar Shaya, Barer Lo Shiyichyeu. He knew for sure he would be able to revive him. Lekachaya Mutu Mishu Bekuach Nefesh. Even though he was dead, but he knew that he was going to revive him, so there's a Lacha of Bekuach Nefesh. Okay? Fine, that's the first R I wanted to mention. Let's continue now. Yesterday we went through that there's an isser to exhume. We went through the din of Likud Atzamos and the halacha that there's a day of Shiva when that happens. But we want to begin Shir now with is it mutter to exhume bones or not? is it mutter or not? So this is the Siman Shin Samet Gimel, which I want you to see. And Yerushalmi, in the end of the second Pirk of Moed Katan, quotes the following din. Eim nefanen es ameis v'satzomos mikevel l'mechubad l'mechubad. You're not allowed to move a mace and its bones from one honored grave to another honored grave. Lomi bazu l'bazu, not from a bad one to another bad one. Lomi l'bazu l'mechubad, not even from a bad one to a good one. Ein sarach lomar kosh came in a mechubad l'bazu. V'tok shalom, within your own confines, then you can do what you want. A few of them, mechubad l'bazu, even from an honored one to a bad one. Because why would you want to do that? Maybe you want to put him in next to your forefathers. Arif la'adam shu nin nuach etzal avosav. There's a notion the person wants to be buried with his family. And the Torah quotes this Yerushalmi. And that is the makor that we have for the isser of moving bones, of exhuming bones. So what is the reason why it's usser? So there are three reasons given in the poskim as to what the nature of the isser is. The Korban Ha'ed on that Yerushalmi says that moving the bones is kosher l'mason because they're afraid of Yom HaDin. I guess they're, whatever it means, Alpi Kabbalah, the fact they're being moved, maybe they think they're going to be judged. But that's what the Korban Ha'ed writes on the spot in that Yerushalmi. And the Gesher Achayim adds on a reasoning in Amud Reishai and Zayin Os Tes, and he says that it's because of Nivul Hames. Nivul Hames is like you are doctoring or you are touching the mace. It's not proper, and therefore it's Nivul Hames. Nivul Hames is like if you do an autopsy, the Gesher Achayim. He said because if you do an autopsy, that's called Nivul Hames, and Bizman HaPanui, you see the mace is exposed and it's not right, l'maisa. I think that's different than the third reason that the note of Yehuda says. And actually, l'maisa, I mean, the way the Gesher Chaim says the second reason is charadis adin, which is like the trembling of the din. You disturb them in their sleep or in their rest. I don't know if that's similar, that they're going to be afraid of the Yom HaDin, but maybe you get that down as a third reason, maybe. That's considered to be a third reason, maybe. And then the fourth reason, which is, I think, a little different than Nivul Hames, the note of Yehuda says, is an issue of bizayon. It's just simply you're considered to be mevaze, the mace. And the note of Yehuda writes in Yordea Peites that when the flesh has been disintegrated and there's no more flesh, it's just bones, he says, what is the reason in such a situation that you just have bones? You don't really have the reasons that we mentioned before. So he says the reason why it's usher is because of bizayon. Stam, it's an embarrassment. It's not right, which is different than nevil. Nevil usually actually is on the body itself. So therefore, halacha l'maisa, basically we could say there are four general reasons why there's an isser of pinu ames. Number one, that you're scaring them. Whatever that means, Alpi Kabbalah, that Yom HaDin is coming for them. Number two, it's Nivul Hames, which is just very similar to doing autopsies, and revealing and exposing is not right. Number three is Charadas HaDin, you're disturbing their Menucha. And number four is a general type of Bizayon to the Mace. So this is a very serious Isser, and it has to be followed, Alpi Din, of course. But I want to go through now some heterim that we allow for moving bodies that have been buried. Okay, we'll have 12 in general, but let's start with five or six, and then we'll expand upon it. Number one, to move a body to be buried, lekever avosav, is mutter. To be buried near your parents or your family. Number two, to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. They say over from Rav Henkin Zatzal that only a big tzaddik should be buried in Eretz Yisrael, and because you don't want to be marbid tumah in Eretz Yisrael, bring tumah in. But the minig is always that minig has been l'maisa to allow really anybody. But I want you to note that Rav Henkin is in a letter, I believe, wrote that. Because we find it by Yaakov Avinu, we find that usually tzaddikim that happened with l'maisa, but The bottom line is by Yosef Tzadik also, but the mice, it's been expanded. So that's those are two Eterim. Number three, let's say in a place a person's buried, it's not guarded from Mazikin. In other words, there's vandals there, vandalism, there's a good reason to move it. Number four, let's say Lamaisa, it was buried in a makom where you didn't have permission from the owner. There's an owner of the land, and the owner doesn't want someone buried there, so you have no choice to move it. You have no permission to bury your loved one there. Number five is if you buried him with the Tanai on condition to move him, you know, within a certain period of time. That happened a lot with COVID, unfortunately. Guys were just telling me they had with Dr. Lamb and his Revitson also. But if you bury with Tanai, that's also a reason why it's permissible. Now in the Pische Tshuva here in Sifka Nalev, he talks about what happens if you were buried in Karka or a cemetery owned, that was a Goyish cemetery. So of course you're allowed to exhume the body and move to Kever Yisrael. And in that same Pische Tshuva, he quotes B'Shem Chidah that there was a story that a Kever was sold to a certain woman, and by mistake, a naphil fell in there. A baby that was miscarried or aborted, by mistake, was buried there. So l'halacha, you can remove the naphil because it was buried there by mistake. So anytime there's a kruv b'taos, you can also move the body. And the Gesher HaChaim in that same Amud Reish Ayin Zayin Sifkot and Yud Aleph says that if someone was buried by mistake in a kever that was bought by someone else, you should try to convince the Baal HaKever to let it go and just swap places if you can. If he's not masking, then what can you do? You have to exhume the body. Okay, let's add a few nekudas from the Yalkut Yosef. The Yalkut Yosef writes in Resh Pei Vav and Resh Pei Zayin the following two nekudas I want you to get. A woman, before she died, wanted to move the kever of her husband to where she was going to be buried. And the B'nai Mishpacha wanted it also because it would be easier for them to be able to go at one time to visit their parents. And therefore, the Yalkut Yosef says that's permissible to do, halach l'maitz, and follow, fulfill her wishes. And number two, he says, if a woman that acquired a kever next to her husband that passed away, and by mistake, they forgot and they buried her somewhere else, and they didn't bury her next to her husband, so it is mutter for you to move her and bury her by her husband, and you should do it b'kavod rosh, and everything should be done properly, because a baal and a wife should be buried together, and we would follow that. I mean, it seems like only in the situation of a couple, a husband and wife, are you able to do that. But Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Yordaya in Chelek Gimel Siman Kuf Mem Ches, where he says that a woman was buried by mistake by a man that was not her husband, and woman was still alive, meaning the husband's wife, and you're mechuyev to move that woman who was buried there by mistake, because he says it's a bizayon for a man to be buried next to a strange woman who was not his wife. And the same thing for a woman, it's not proper for a woman to be buried next to a strange man. And therefore, Lamaisa, again, this kula is by an isha, we have this concept, by a couple. It's all shaila about if a man married a woman and divorced her and married a new woman, so usually he'll be buried next to the second wife. But if his first wife died and he has two wives, you know, he remarried, so that's can be complicated. But I think the minig is that he's buried by his first wife, but I guess every case is different. But we have to keep that in mind. So that's, I think we mentioned like 5-6 kulas, but let's expand upon that and come up with some other kulas in this siman and shimon and siman shin samach gimel. That's the siman here, and siman shin samach gimel. So, we could also add on a few other heterim halakha lamaisa. And that is, if it's if it's, let's say, a situation that comes up, the Marash Engel says, if the tzaddik is buried by a Rasha, if a tzaddik is buried by a Rasha, the Gemara has an involvement that there are different parts of the Bezek forest. People that are getting skila, sreifa, erek, vechenek, you know, even those sections. So if a tzaddik, lemaisa, is buried by a Rasha, there's room to be able to move the tzaddik as well. And if you have a cave, like the Gemara has in Babasa Daf Kuf of Kooks, where they used to be buried one on top of one another, there should be a mechitz of six tfachim. And if there's not, you can move the upper one, as it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Samach Bey Sif Dalet. So I'm going to quickly go over the 12, so we should have the 12. Number one, Lekever Avosov. Number two, to be buried in Yisrael. Number three, Antanai, who is put there Al Tanai to move him. Number four, if he's buried in a place that's not guarded, or there's a chash that water is going to get into it. There's a chash that water will be getting into it. Either it'll be taken away, or the body will be taken away by someone, or water will get into it. Five is if you found it in Betok Sadehu and you didn't want it in your field. Six, if it's buried in a kever that's mazik the rabim, that it like blocks places that people can't go by. Number seven, if he's buried in a kever that's hefter, and he wanted to bury into his own kever. Number eight, if it was done by mistake, someone else's kever. Number nine, if it's somach lu a goy, even if it's not in the basic forest, shal a goy, but it's near a goy, the Chacham Tzvi says. Nine is if you know for sure that he wanted to be buried somewhere else. The Ramah has that in Sif Beis. Number 10, so you're buried in the basic forest of goyim, lemaisa, which is not, you're not even close to their burial, lemaisa. That's a base cemetery. Number eight was just next to a goy, even if it's not a cemetery of a goy. Number 11 is, as I said, a tzaddik by a rasha. Number 12 is if there was no mechitz and the beard on top of one another. You know, it's a big, you know, you can't allow a Jewish, can't allow a non-Jewish person to be buried in a cemetery, a Jewish cemetery. Very important. Halacha l'maisa. Okay, so we have a bunch of eterim on this. Okay, let's add on to this, and then I want to move on to the topic of the Tumas Kohanim. Okay. Yes, go ahead.
What if, let's say, someone's father, they thought they did a good Orthodox conversion, but wasn't a good conversion, he wasn't actually Jewish, and he buried in a Jewish cemetery. Do they have to kick that body out?
Yeah, they should, yeah. They really should.
Yeah?
They should remove it. It wasn't an Orthodox conversion, yeah. This guy's a goy. Should be in a cemetery. I grew up in a town in Peoria, Illinois, where probably the biggest gevir was married to a shiksa, and he wanted his wife to be buried in a Jewish cemetery, and the rav would not let him. The rav would absolutely not. Okay. Yes, Sam.
What if someone was like put in a mausoleum? Could you move them?
Yeah, you should, Ramaisa. You should. Someone asked me that this morning because it's not by Adama we said for Ramaisa. Definitely should, without a doubt. Okay, now in Shin Samach Gimel Siv Zayin, I wanted to just point this out, that you're never allowed, the Mechaber writes, based on Rabbeinu Rucham, you're never allowed to open up a kever after Achashinistam HaGoylam. Even Lamaisa, in the situation the Mechaber has, they want to check whether he had Shtei Saris. Why would you want to check if he's Shtei Saris? Because he made a sale. The Taz says. He made a sale in Choshen Mishput. We want to know whether it was a good sale or not. So you're not allowed to do that. It's usher to open up a kever. Mechaber writes in Sif Zion. And the Pesach Tshuva in Sifkot and Zion says there is a situation where it might be mutter, not might be, it is, to matter a woman who's an aguna. We want to verify, is this the dead husband? And therefore, amanas lahater ishto aguna mutter liftoach as a kever. And the Chuba Shol Meshiv says this, Chuba's Maal Diskin, and Bavadia has in the Abi Omer in Simen Nun, that if we can still recognize the body, then you should open it up to solve the problem to whether that she won't be in Aguna, because we don't know if he's dead or not. Now, the Basil on the side of the page in your data, Maska Asl Talk says, even before Stevens Agolo, it's us to look at the mace and check Simonim, because Simonim are made to change. So, Lamaisa, it's interesting that, you know, it's not just the kever, he says, But if there is a possibility of Mater Naguna, and you can you know, I guess do DNA and stuff like that, so, you know, and you can see the body, even though we do say Simanim change, there is this cool in the Piskei Tshuva here. Okay, now, what happens, and we'll see today, the fellow's going to come speak today, 2:30 to 3, the guy, fellow in the shul is one of the heads of the Chevra Kedisha, is in Mutter to open up a Kever Shul Meis where they forgot to put Tachrichim on. They put no shrouds on. You know, you have to do a Tara. So the Piskei Tshuva in that same piece in Zifkot and Zion, excuse me, quotes from the Knesset Yecheskel that if the boy or girl is less than 20, Lamaisa, we're poskin as a kever because no chard as a din. There's no trembling of the din. But if they're older than 20, we don't open up because it's trembling of the din. We let it go. And the Chavis Yoyer says it's usher to open up the kever, even a mace that's less than 20, because there's a din of nivel a mace. Goes back to the reasonings which we said before, Lamaisa, that there is what we call nivel a mace. Might not be chard as a din, but there is a din of nivel a mace. So he ossered it. And the Notab Yehuda writes, "Lefi das hamukubalim mechen eskimu gam hamechkarim sheish gilgul neshamos." We believe that there's gilgul neshamos. He came the whole cotton shaya chirdas adin. He says even with a cotton there's chirdas adin al masa the gilgul rishon. The nivul shayach bekol. There's not only chirdas adin. There's nivul. We said skipping a little bit. Then he says lechem the daiti mutekif samuch lekvurasa shavada adain lo misnavel. It's like a few days right after the kvura, yesh liftoach as a kever, you can. I'm skipping a little bit. I'm eza yamim acher moso. If it's a certain amount of days after this, ain liftoach a kever shlo liros benivulo. You shouldn't open it up and let it go without that he didn't have tachrichim. But the Rav Hashulchan writes, im shachu lasim tachrich shechrechi lemeis. They forgot to do it. To put shrouds on and do a tara mutu liftoach as a kever. Afshu gadol minigil esrim. So he says, and I think we should ask the fellow today, but Lamaisa, the Rav Hashulchan writes that it's mutra pidin, halacha Lamaisa. Very interesting that you're allowed to what you're allowed to do that. Okay, one more nekud I wanted to get to on this, and that is about autopsies, you know, for learning medical purposes. You do an autopsy to learn for medical purposes. Is it mutter to cut up the mace in order to learn to save, learn things about another illness or not? So, I hope you saw the Piskei Tshuva in Sifkot and Hay, Piskei Tshuva quotes a few shitas about this. The Notab Yehuda and the Chasam Sofer say if the chol is right in front of you, it is mutter. But if the chol is not in front of you, it's usser. And the Tshuva's Binyan Sinyan says it's usser even if the chol is right in front of you. There's an Isra Hana v'guf ha-meis, there's an Isra Nivul, and it's Aser. And number three is the Tshuva's Machane Chaim, who says it's Mutter, even if the Chayil is not Mutter l'faneinu. So how do we paskin? So Rabbi Avadia paskins like the Binyan Siyan, that Hayom, there's never a heter to cut up from the meis, even l'tzarach limud l'acher. Unless you know that the person who died gave you permission, and he's mokel on his Nivul and his Bezoyim. And the Chasam Sofer, quoting the Piskei Tshuva there in Sifkan Hay, says it is usher for a person while he's alive to tell other people they can cut him up after he's dead, letzorach mechkar, for medical research, because it's not pikuach nefesh. So I don't want to get too involved in it, but this is the reason why organ transplants, you know, people are against donating organs, because lemaisa, you don't know, is the chola right in front of you, number one. You don't know that. Number two, it's a whole issue if it's a Yid or if it's going to be a non-Jew. And number three, you don't never know if it's even going to, maybe it'll go to medical school, maybe it won't go to actually save anybody. So I don't want to get too involved in it, but those are the three basic reasons. And this is the Piskei Tshuva that in Shulchan Aruch that it's based on, this whole discussion of organ transplants. So theoretically, if you knew for sure there was a Yid in front of you and he needed it, so Mestama, that's Pikuach Nefesh. The problem that we're pointing out here is that it's not in front of you and you don't know if it's going to lead to Pikuach Nefesh and you don't know what's going to happen. So that's why most of the poskim are against it. But as I said, I don't want to get too involved in it. Okay, let's now move on to the topic of the topic of the Isser of a calling to be metame. Okay? Let's get to that topic. Very important. It's part of the Hilchos Avelos in Yordea, and I wanted to get to it before the end of the summer, which is tomorrow when we close. It says in the Pasuk in Chumash that Kohanim are not allowed to be metame lemeis. Okay? It says in the Beferish, the Pasuk in Chumash, that Kohanim are not allowed to be metame lemeis. And it's a Pasuk in Parshas Emor, which I wanted you to see. Okay? It says, let's read the Pasuk. It says, Emor lakohanim, skipping a little bit, Vamarta lehem lenefesh liyitama v'amot. There's a beferish din that a coin cannot be metame lemeis. It's an isur lav min atayr. And the tour in Simon Shin Samach Tes says, included in that isur of the mace is any tumas that are separated, that come from him, like the big rock or little stones, the gold, the dofek, aver min achai, that has flesh on it. And all these things, lemeisa, are considered to be what are considered to be tumi. And there is a klal in Meseches Smachos. The klal in Meseches Smachos says as follows. The klal is in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Beis. Kol tumim in a meis nazar megalech ala. A nazar we know cannot be metam lemeis as well. Now anyone can be a nazar, a kohen, a yisrael, or a levi too. And if they metame sofik is arboim they get malchus. Ein nazar megalech ala. If it would not force a nazar to do giluach, ein sofik is arboim. The Beis Yosef is medayeg that a tumah that the nazar navagalech, even if the kohen is not get malchus, but it still might be over an isser. And the according to the Rambam, it's also midrabbanan. The whole tumah min ameishin and nazar magalech while in a din teira. Ravid says the same thing. The Rash, the Ritva, the Tais, the Rosh Ramban say there might be an isser drabbanan, but the Rebbeinu Tam and the Iranian says it's heter gomor if it's something that the nazar will not be magalech. So please get that machloikis. And the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph in Hilchos Avelos says Mikra Din Tzarich Lilkos Gam Bizman Hazeh. If there were Edom and Asura, we don't give Malkus because they don't have Smicha. But theoretically, Bichai Malkus Bizman Hazeh. The Rabbeinu Tam says you're not Loke because Kohanim already Tomei, and since Kohanim already Tomei, you're Mosav Al Tumaso. You won't be Loke Minatir. We'll hopefully get back to that. But the Rambam says Beferish in Hilchos Avo Pirakim Lachav Kol Kohen Shenid Melameis Chutz Mishisha Meisim Uforash Metera O Ishto Beidim Basra Harizel Loke. So there is this din, very important din, Alach Lomais. Okay, so comes out that we have this major din, this major isser of a Kohen not being Tam Lameis. Now there is a big shail in Lomdus, but has a big nafkemina, and that is what is the nature of this isser of Kohanim to be metam lemeis? What do I mean? That what's the nature of the isser? Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvahs Reish Samach Gimel at the end of Osir Gimel writes the following: Zel Lashon Hashem Lo Emna Melichtov Masha Eni Yodeya. I'm not going to prevent myself from writing what I don't know. It could be a very clear thing. There's a baki in shas and has clear intellect. I'm not embarrassed to write what's mistopic to me. And he goes on to say, what is the nature of this din of the isser to be tamei to a kohen? Is it a tumah din? Or is it an isser to be mekarev lemeis? Even if, per se, you won't become Tomei. Basically, you know, Shekhtishlid always teaches us, B'Shem, the Adiris Eliyahu, the Gon, that there are three areas in Kol HaTorah Kula, based on Apostle and Tazria. Bein Dam L'Dam, Bein Din L'Din, Bein Nega L'Nega. Dam L'Dam is Isser V'Heter, Nega L'Nega is Tumah V'Tara, and Din V'Din is Din Imominus. And all Dinim in the Torah can fall into one of those three categories. And every one of those three categories regulates themselves differently when it comes to sveikas. For example, Savik Tumer B'Shus Harabim is Tahora, Savik Tumer B'Shus Yachid is Tomei. What is Rishus Yachid? Rishus Yachid? three or more people is Rosh Rabin. Less than three is Rosh Hashanah. It's not the same for Hilchos Shabbos. What is the din by Sveikas by Isra v'Heter? Safik Echad, Safik Reis L'Chumra, Sveik, Sveikas Mutter. What is the din by Mamonis? Safik Mamona L'Kul. If I'm not sure whether I owe you money, I don't have to pay. So when the Chaschina says, where do you put this Isra Lav that a coin can't be Metamil Mace? I would have said it's like Tumah V'Tara. He says, I don't think so. He says, I don't think so. I think it's like Isra v'Heter. You can't eat ham, can't wear shatness. A coin can't be Metamil Mace. And therefore, that's subject to the din of Savik Tumor B'Shusiyachet Tameh, which it could be what? 1,000 Sveikas in his Tameh? And it's not subject to Savik Tumor B'Shusarabah, which is Tahar, even with one Sveik. It's not subject to that. So if we go with this Mahalach, Lamaisa, if we go with this Mahalach, I want you to get that down, and that Rav Shechter has a whole piece in his Sefer Ikvei Hatzon and Siman Lamed Hei, where he develops this Mahalach, that the nature of the Isser might be not to make car of yourself to a mace, has nothing to do with becoming actually tummy a mace. Where do we find this? So, the Shach in your day, in the beginning of Simon Shinai and Aleph, quotes from the Rokeach. The Rokeach writes that a Ashes Kohen, a wife of a Kohen who's pregnant, can she go into an ole of a mace or not? We know that there are three ways you can convey tumah: maga, touching a mace; masa, carrying a mace, where you don't actually touch it, you carry a suitcase that has the mace in it; and three is being under the same roof, ohel, of the mace. So we got that maga, masa, and ohel. So the Rokeach has a stunning chiddush. He says a wife of a kohen is pregnant is mutter to go to an ohel a mace, nitam sveik sveikim. Number one, maybe the baby is going to be a vadai, right? Maybe it'll be a chai or a nafel. Might not be viable. The intim solomar lamaisa. The intim solomar lamaisa. Maybe it's not even a zakar. Maybe it'll be a nekeva. Okay? So even if you say that what? It's a vadai chai, but it might be a nekeva. A nekeva could be metam lamaisa. So that's why the wife of a kohen who's pregnant can go to an ohel mace become sveik sveik. Again, the first subject is it is a nefel or is it a chai? And even on the tzad that it's a chai, maybe it's not a zocher, it's in a keva. So the Magen Avraham or a chayim simin shin mem gimel, I gave it to you, es akasha. He says, why do you need a sveik sveik? There is a famous principle in the Mishnah in Maseches Chulin in Perek Behema Makasha that tara balua lo metama. Tara balua lo metama. Something that's totally enveloped cannot be come tummy. Let's say you swallow a marble before you go into an ol shomace. And you go into the ol shomace. And then you come outside and you vomit out the marble. That marble's not tummy. Because Tara Balu is lomitama. So Frek the Magen Avraham, why did the Rokeach, who's a Rishon, need the matrilis based on a sveik sveik? We have an accepted principle that Tara Balu is lomitama. So Reb Chaim Moshe Zatzal, the great guy, the Gadol HaDor, Chelek Gimel, Simen Samechei, in Osios Hay and Vav. Again, Chuvas Achiezer, that's Reb Chaim Moshe Zatzal's Chuvas Sefer Achiezer, that's a Sefer. Chelek Gimel, Simen Samechei, Osios Hay and Vav says the Pshat and Rokech is like this. In a Hanami, even though there's no Tumah on the Ibor, when the mother goes in, when she's pregnant with the Uber, L'ol Ames. But if it wasn't for this fake Zeke, it would have been Usher. Because why? The Isser, Sammy, is not to become Tomei. The Isser is to come close. And that's a Yordea. That's a Ben Dam Ladam. That's a Yordea category. And that would be Usser unless I had a Sveik Sveik. And that's how Rabbi Chanan Zatzal says the same thing that Kovach Yerim. Chelik Beis Simen Mem Aleph. Chelik Beis Simen Mem Aleph. I want you to get that. That's the lumbus why the Rokeach had to come out of a Sveik Sveika. Because we don't view the Isser as an Isser of Tuma. We view the Isser as an Isser of Yordea, and therefore you can't go in. The Mela, if you hold like this, Rav Shechter said you could take this a step further. He said that the Mechabrin Ramon Yordea Simen Shin Ayin. Okay, you look up these Makaris if you didn't see it. A Kohen is also to go into the oil of a Gosis. What's a gosis? A gosis is someone's imminently about to die, but he's still alive. Okay, if you killed the gosis, you'd be over Ritzicha. But a kohen is usher to go in. He's not dead. So what's the pshat? It's not a gzeira or a chaka that maybe he'll die any moment. But the kohen is over the isser right now. Because if the nature of the isser is to come close to a mace, maybe it's not only to come close to a mace, but it's maybe to become close even to someone's imminently about to die. If you hold it's to mitame, then you got it. The guy has got to be mamas mace in order to generate tumah. But if you hold the isser as a kurva lemace, then that allows oneself to say that maybe it's usher even to become close to someone's omid lemisha omid lemace. Even though it goes as kechai, and he's not mitame to his yomus mamish, but the nature of the isser would rein in even what? Even going into a gosis. And that's why the Mechaber Amar paskin like this halacha l'maisa. Let's take this a step further. A third nafkamina. First was the rokeach. The second one is this Mechaber Amar, and you're not allowed to go in to a house of a gosis. Number three. This you guys saw in Sifkat and Beis and Shin Samachtes. It's a big machleik is amongst the doilach reinim. If someone is totally burnt, is a kohen allowed to metamela a for hames? Mishnah says in Alos, in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, that Afer Hatsrufim are not metameh. Ashes of a corpse that are burnt are not metameh. So based on that, you would have thought a coin's allowed to even touch the Afer Hatsrufim. Bafal Pekin, there are Gedolei Acharonim that Aser. What's the lumdus of why someone would Aser? The lumdus is because it's Aser for a coin to come close to a mace, even in an ofen where you don't become tameh. And therefore, Lamaisa, one can understand the Gedolei Acharonim that Aser a coin to touch what? The ashes of a mace. And even the Rabbi Yaakov Emden that makters it, you don't have to hold that he argues on this whole mahalach. You could say he holds Panuch HaRashis Ba'olakan. The fact that they're ashes, it's a new chefsa. It's a new chefsa. The Kohanim are not what? Are not Aser in that at all. However, halacha lemaisa. However, one could say that he holds in the shtickle Torah that really the issur is to be mikarev. He happens to be this is panu chadashus baolakan, and the other shittas that hold that it's lechumra hold this is not panu chadashus baolakan. But lemaisa, this minhalach the shtickle Torah is masba that did very very well. And the truth is in shinai and beis siv beis. Let's get it. Well, I don't know if we'll get to this now today. Maybe we'll talk about it later, and we'll see. Maybe we'll see. But the Mechaber is a big machlokes in Tanoim as to whether a mace akim is metame ba'ohel, right? A Jewish mace is metame in all three venues, all three ways, not venue, but three avenues: maga, masa, and ohel. A mace akim, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says, they're not adam. So if they're not adam, they're not metame ba'ohel. For this purpose, they're not adam. That's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Nivamistaf Samach Aleph Amar Aleph. Reb Shimon Gamliel argues on that. Reb Shimon Gamliel argues on that. And that's a Mishnah in all laws in Perek Yudches Mishnah Tes, where he says Reb Shimon Gamliel Ir Goyim Shecharva Engu Mishum Mother Goyim. It's been destroyed. The Masu is not destroyed. It's also to walk on it. It's Metamev Oil, and that goes back Lamaisa. It's Metamev Oil. That goes back to that Gemara that we said. That Gemara that we said in Bav Metzia and Kufiyadal and Beis, that Rabbi Ravu, man, I don't know. He said, what are you doing there? So he said, I'm holding like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So if you look in Tosis, the Ramasco Mace over there, Tosis says, Eliyahu Navi didn't really mean what he said, because we really hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel. We don't hold like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. We hold the Mace Akim is Metame Boil. Tosis totally says Eliyahu Navi didn't really mean that. So I want you to get it. Some Machlokes Tanoim whether Mace Akim is Metame Boil or not. Machlokes Tanoim. Now, the Rambam writes Beferish. The Rambam says Beferish, Halacha L'maisa, that we have a tradition that a Mace Akim is not Metame Boil. Where's the Rambam? Because Tumas Mace Per Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel. Rambam says we have such a tradition. But L'maisa, Taisa says we don't. Taisa says we pass the Mace Akim is Metame Boil. This Taisa Bo Metzia. Now there is a third sheet of the Arayim, where the Arayim claims that Mace Akim is even Mutter L'maisa. It's not metame ba'ol, but it's not even metame b'mago masa, which is a very big chiddush. That's a tremendous kula, tremendous kula. Because Poshup Shat Lamaisa, the Gemara says in Yavamis there. The Gemara says in Yavamis that that Shimshon, he killed the Plishtim with his own bare hands. He touched them when they were dead. Now, another, also, not like a similar coin, cannot be Matam and Lemes, but he touched them. How can he do that? So they want to say Nazir Shimshin, Nazir Shimshin is Lamaisa, Nazir Shimshin is considered to be, you know, he came his mutter from Lamatam and Lemes. And Nazir Shimshin is mutter Lamatam and Lemes. He just can't eat, drink wine, he can't cut his hair. But it's mutter Lamatam and Lemes, that's the riot. Because how can you touch him? Normally it's a Kohen's also Bamago Masa. But the Urayim says no. The Urayim claims Halach Lamaisa, Magan Masa, some Masa based on the Gemara, but you could bring a proof to Matrid. We find that another's mutter, the may say of the Kochavim. So a coin, Lamaisa, is a coin also would have that same din. So he wants to say a tremendous Chiddush that Kohen's only muzer on Tuma, which a Nazir would have to shave for, and a Kohen doesn't have to be worried about making a deal with Tuma Meis Akum. So therefore, a Nazir would be okay. And the Tshuva Zarash says, we don't accept that. Some say, like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that he's not a time of oil, and some say Rav Shimon Galil, he is a time of oil, but no one Lamaisa, no one says Mago Masa, and Ramir Murug would protest Kohanim that they shouldn't walk over Kibri Goyim. And one who's machmer should get a bracha. So what do the Mechaber Amos say? The Mechaber Amos say, Nachol. And Shinai Beisit Beis, Nachol Lekoin, Natim Etame, Meisit Akim Hivim Bohol. That's why Kohanim, and when I'm not going to get into it now, we'll do maybe later, but or tomorrow, but Kohanim shouldn't go to medical school because they work with cadavers. The cadavers are Goyim, and most of the cadavers are Goyim. And I am not touching it, let's say. You're in the same hole. And they have to touch it anyway most of the time. And even if you came out with accommodations that you didn't have to touch it, Lamaisa, still it's not right. So a Kohen should not go to medical school. We'll talk about another time if we get a chance. Maybe we'll see, either today or tomorrow or later, Lamaisa. Today, either today, later, or tomorrow, about this heter that Rav Gorin had, Zatzal, for a Kohen to go to medical school. But we, Paskin, we should not allow it, Halach Lamaisa. So Rav Shefter said, well, why not? If you hold the Meis Akim is not Metamim Ol Mikra Adin, like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, you know what? Based on this Shtikl Torah, it's Asur. You're coming close to the cadaver. If the whole Isur is not an issue of becoming Tomei, but coming close, you're close to it. So therefore, I want you to get this, based on that Shtikl Torah, it's another reason why that we would Asur what? We would Asur this Din of, we would Asur this Halacha, of Kohen going to medical school based on this din. Interesting halacha. Now, there is a notion of, and we'll talk about, I think, more tomorrow, this topic of Sof Tuma Lotzes. Sof Tuma Lotzes says, you know, there's a mace in a room, and there are different exits, let's say there are 5-6 doors to take the mace out of. And the mace is still in the building. You're not allowed to walk under that door if you're a Kohen. What do you mean? But Mason might not be taken out of that door. You know, let's say if there's a, what's it called? An extension outside, an awning. Let's say an awning. Kohen shouldn't walk under any of those awnings. Why not? So it's a steer in Rashi's. Rashi and Be'ed Daf Yud, Rashi and Be'ed Daf Lamaches. Is that the Rabban or Allah HaMoshe B'Sinai? So we'll get into those details more tomorrow, Bli Netter. But what do you say about Sof Tuma Lotzes? Well, by a Goy, by Meis Akum. You put those two together. So there's a Sefer Pesach HaOyel, we quote Rishul LeKutna, that even though the Ramah was Machmer by Kohanim, by Sof Tuma Lotzes, but that's only by Jewish corpses, not by Goyish corpses. So how would you Masber that din? So what they say is that Sof Tuma Lotzes is one Chumrah, Meis Akum Ol is another Chumrah, so you don't have to put on two Chumras. You don't have to put on two Chumras. That's what they want to be Masber. That's the classical way to be Masber the Psak of the great Gaon Rishul Mikutna, other Gedolei HaPoskim that were make on this. But Rav Shefter said maybe we could say a different mouth based on the Shtikl Torah. And I want you to get it. Basically what we're saying, Lamaisa, up till now, as we said, there's two possibilities to understand this day. What are the two possibilities? It's also recalling to Matame the Tumas Mace. That's one way. You know, that's an issue of Isra of Tumah. The other way is that it's an Isra of Rakoin to Miskar of the Mace. But maybe there's a third possibility. Okay? And that is that it's also the Scar of the Mace, even in a manner where you don't become Tome. And it's also to be Matame, even in a manner where you don't come close. You understand this third possibility? This third possibility has a bit of both. It's an Isra of Kiruv and Tumah. And I can get you on the Kiruv even when you're not Tomei, and I can get you on the Tumah even when I'm not come close. You understand the third possibility? First possibility is only it's Isra of Tumah. Second possibility is only it's Isra of Kiruv. Third possibility, it's both. So even if I come up with a scenario where you don't have Kiruv, you'll have Tomei. And even in a situation where I don't have Tomei, I have Kiruv. So he wanted to say, if you say like that, Lamaisa, you could say the following. You could say, Lamaisa, that it's usher for a coin to go into Olam Mace Akum, even though you assume Rov Rishonim say it's not Tumah. And Meidach Gisa, we could be usher a coin to go into Sof Tumah Latzeis, even if you're not coming what? Even if you're not coming close. Because why? Because it's still Tumah the Tumas Mace. But to be machmer by mase akum sof tumulatzitz, that's impossible because we manav shachetz mutter. You're not being mitame because it's sof tumulatzitz, and you're also not coming close. So you have neither. So that's how you want to be mazber that psak of Rabbi Shua Lekutna, that sof tumulatzitz mase akum mutter, because you don't have kiruv, you don't have tumul. So that's lamaisa. Not that it's tashtam two chumras, but in lomdus you want to be mazber. Now our koil in yeshiva is called the Marcus Katz Koil, and he was a Kohen. He was a great kvir from Mexico City. And many, many years ago, he flew in. It was before I came to yeshiva, and they named the Koil after him. And he flew in. So Rav Shetler gave a shir. How was he able to fly in? He was a Kohen. And in Kennedy, when you fly in, you fly over a Besek Forest. So everyone was all nervous. He's giving millions of dollars to yeshiva, and he's saying, if Asif, you have come in, how could you have come in? So he said, there's a principle in the Mishnah in Olah, it's called Ol Zark, is Lav Shmei Ol. A movable Ol is not an Ol. That means the tumah shoots up from the grave straight up to Shemayim, and it should go into the plane. The bottom of the plane is a plane, doesn't mean it's not an Ol. It goes straight up through. So how could you do it? So he wanted to say, based on the Shtukal Torah, that it comes out of Kula. Why? Because when you're in a plane, you're far away. Right? The plane doesn't come down to the ground. If the Isser is to become the car of the mace, you're nowhere close to the mace. So since you're nowhere close to the mace, you want to time that even if you held all Zarek, Lav Shmei Zarek, it's considered to be okay, Allah Lamaisa, and it wouldn't be what? Wouldn't be a problem in such a case. First Yehuda and then Yehuda. Yehuda, go ahead.
When we go back to this Jake Spake, we said the first suffix is that we're worried about Nefel. The second one is.
Is it Nefel or is it Chai?
Right.
And even if it's Chai, maybe it's a Nekeva.
I thought we didn't like that about our Basra. Then we said this year, right? The case of we started in the Kola. I thought.
What, Rove are not Nefels, you mean?
Yeah, I thought we set that up, that it wouldn't even be a suffix.
Okay.
It doesn't get off the
ground. Okay, it's a good horror. But Lomaisa, that's what the Rokeach was assuming. Rokeach was assuming that it's not a rove. Okay. That's what he wanted. The Gemara assumed it's a good R.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Yudin.
The Geshur Chai makes that on it. So.
Go ahead.
He says that he's hesitant.
So what does he answer?
I think he said that even so, if you say, I don't know.
Okay, we'll have to look it up.
I want to ask.
Yeah, go ahead, real quick. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, if this car was still amazed, then how do you have any? There shouldn't be any issue with Tumasova. Like the plane in any over. Is that what we're saying?
Flying over the cemetery.
But what about like driving the car under a tree? It's also, you're not. It's. Why is there any Tumasova? There shouldn't be
any. No, that tree is not. I mean, it's not so high. You know, it's not a plane.
What does it mean? What's this car? How close
to you? If tree is a problem.
That's
tree
close.
Is a problem. That's close, yeah. Trees are. I'm talking about a plane, you know what I mean?
You can't come close.
You're way up high, you know.
But if the tree's not there, then you can't be next to the cemetery either.
I mean, you got to be careful about it. You got to be dialed out of the way, at least.
So it wouldn't be a problem to be going in the International Space Station. Don't
I don't know what you mean. Okay.
If you're going to pass over a cemetery at some point.
Okay, but that's not close, right? That's not close. Yes, Jared, go ahead. I can't hear you.
Doesn't Tumah like go up forever? Like Tumah, like here, just goes up forever.
Right, but the issue is not to become Tumah, we're saying. The issue is to come close to the mace. That's the Chiddush. Even though the Chumash says Lo Yitama, that's where Shmaria Shulman Zatzal asked on the Rosh Hashanah about this. The Pasuk says Lo Yitama, okay, but the Minhag Chinuch says that he doesn't think it's a real Isser Tumah. It's the Eibishter saying Lo Yitama, you know, don't come close to the base. That's what he wanted to time. Yeah.
A Jewish cemetery, so wouldn't the Chumash go up so you can't fly over a Jewish cemetery?
No, he wanted to say it was mutter because the plane never comes close, even if it was a Jewish one. Lomais, that's what he wanted to time. Okay? All right, so let's get that. It's interesting. That's a whole, it's really a side thing, but on that shot with the pregnant woman, sometimes they can verify, you know, if it's a boy or a girl. So do you have to go to get a sonogram done and do that? Is that Efshalavara enough? It's expensive, it's not expensive. Sveik Efshalavara, is it a good Sveik Sveika? It's an interesting question that comes out. What's interesting is, let's say, God forbid, they know the baby was dead and they're not going to abort to bring the baby out. What would you do in that case? In other words, they already said that Mesa Uber is already Nifter already. So what would you say in that case? Halacha L'maisa. Because even though we paskin Tuma Palua Lomatama, but she's being over on the Isser of Hiskarvis L'mais, right? They don't want to take it out of Akras Man. So if you say in that case the Kohen Muzum L'kanis L'beso, maybe a Kohen shouldn't even go into his house. Where the woman is, she has a mace inside of her, right? So maybe it'd be an issue of Iskarbis Lamace. Interesting thing. So maybe there's a difference between Tuma Blua Lomatama, maybe, or maybe there's not, maybe there's no difference. Just like Tuma Blua is Lomatama, maybe, Tara Blua. Okay. Maybe in that case it'd be different. Yes, Yehuda, go ahead. Oh, you had?
I had the.
Yeah, what do you say?
He says, even though. Still said
you saw
the kasher of the
Magen Avraham.
He wasn't really answering the question.
Okay. Good. Okay. Let's not, as long as we're mentioned, let's mention it now. You know, Rav Goren Zatzal had the following heter for a kohen to go to medical school. Okay. What was the heter? Again, we're asking it because the Mesach was the topic of Ohel. Yeah, and for sure you can't touch the cadaver. And but Rav Goren Zatzal had the following heter. Okay, what's the heter? There is a din that I wanted you to see. Okay, in Siman Shin Samach Tes, where there's a principle based on the Gemara Psachim Yadalim Beis Gemara Darshan Zepasik. It says Cherev Aruv Kecholo, the sword is like a mace. We know that Avi Avosatuma is a mace. Anyone touches a mace is an avatuma. So if a piece of metal touches a mace, the Chumash says, the Gemara says, that the degree of Tumah on the metal, when it touched the mace, gets the same degree of Tumah of the mace, goes to the metal. The Rash quotes a Shita that says only if it's a weapon, if it killed someone. That's a collector's item. We don't hold like that, Rishon. We hold L'maisa that it applies to metal. Also, the whole Machlis Rishonim, guys, does it apply to even clothes, even non-metals? The Rambam writes, so again, let's get the Gemara Psachim. It says, Cherev Kecholol, and the Sifri in the Midbar, Parshukha, says, Bechol of Cherev, Ba'a Kosov, Aliman, Ala Cherev, Shetama, Tumashiva, Vanogea Ba'a, Tumashiva. So it's Mamish, touching it is a problem. So there's a whole machlaikis, there's a very big machlaikis, is it limited to metal? So let's say a coin is Mitame when he touches Kalim. Let's say begadim that touch the mace. Now, do you say cherev kol on begadim or not? So the Rambam says you do. The Rambam in Hilchos Evel Perikimel Lacha Beis Hilchos Tumas Ameis Perikel Lacha Gimel says nit b'shiva yamim kol kli shenaga b'mace mitame din zeh milma m'piashmua b'chal cherev o b'mace shecherev u k'mace within the shar kelim. Rambam holds this halacha l'maisa, and that's the Rambam shita. However, Tyson Nazar and Daphnin Zapnin Dalin with Bays and the Rash and the Rivet I gave you, Perikea Lacha Gimel, Zach showed me before, and the Rosh say it's not Mitame, Keruv Kachal is only limited to mamish metal, not other cable. Okay? So I want you to get that machlokes first. Is it limited to metal? Does it apply to other things? Number two, even if it does apply, does it matamish shiva, halacha lemaisa or not? But for our purposes, there's a long taisis there in Nazar where Chaim Cohen is one of the Balei HaTaisis, sent a letter to Rabbeinu Tam. And he basically said, I want to ask you a question. Ezu Baisar Shev Tivna Li, it's like a play off the puzzle. Any house where I live is going to be a problem of Tuma. Because when you say Cherev Erech Techalol, there's nails in the house, metal. So you're going to tell me there's definitely metals that have been around a mace. So can you, if assuming you have Cherev Erech Techalol, can be created not just through Maga, Masa, or even maybe Yovel. So he says, how do I live in any house? So Rav Ganak Shlita has in his Sefer from the Sefer HaMatzniyah in Brachas of Daf Yates the following very sharp chiluk, which I want you to get. In order to create Cherev Erech Techalol, Zach, it has to touch it. The nail has to touch a mace. That doesn't happen often. Once it touches the mace, then that can produce tuma, even in the form of tumas ola. But to get Cherev Erech Techalol, it has to actually touch it. It can't just be under the same roof. That's not enough. I want you to get that chiluk. To be Yotzer Cherev Erech Techalol, you have to what? Touch it. Can't just be a carry biter or put under the same roof. And that would be the response back that a Kohen can live in a house, because how often does a nail actually touch a mace? So therefore, what emerges is the following, and that is a Kohen mitzuvah in Tuma of Cherev Erech Techalol? He's mitzuvah in Tuma of a mace. What causes Tuma of a mace? Rabbeinu Bechai says the Malach HaMavis kills a person, imbues tumah in a mace. That's why if someone dies through Neshikas Hashem, there is no tumah on their corpse. Right? Moshe Aaron and Miriam died through Neshikas Hashem. We have Makairis that people, Kohanim, went to Rabbeinu HaKadosh's Levaya because we knew there was Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He didn't die through the Malach HaMavis. His body was in the Tameh. Reb Chaim Cohen says he would have gone to Rabbeinu Tam's Levaya if he could have. Because he was very positive that Rabbeinu Tam's corpse was not Matame. Because the lumdus is, whatever it is, Apikabalo, that the Malach HaMavis generates the tumor. Not if it's through Neshikas Hashem. We don't have that after nowadays, but Lamaisa, it's amazing. So what comes out is that we have to ask now, are Kohanim mitzuvah in Cherev Erech Techalol, in that tumah? So the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, in Hilchos Tumas Emes, please get it, in Hilchos Avol Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, Hilchos Tumas Emes, Perek Hei Halacha Gimel, and the Rash in Chala, Tais in Chulin, the Rambam of Abbasra, and also in Parshas Chukas, the Ritva in Brachas, and the Ravid in Perek Yubez Halacha, and the Rosh in Chulin, they all say it's Mutter. A Kohen is not Muzar on Tumah from Cherev Erech Techalol. Farish. Maybe mineral banan. Afshe Kohen nitman mineral banan mitumazu. Maybe mineral banan. Maybe mineral banan lamaisa. It could very well be. The Rash says. Still might be tumo mineral banan. That's what the Rash says lamaisa. However, the Rabbeinu Tam argues strongly. And the Rabbeinu Tam and the Arayim say it's usher v'kwanim dimatame cherev Erech Techalol. They're also in that tumah as well. And Aruch HaShulchan says a nazu would be magalech on such tumah. Halacha lemaisa. So how do we paskin? So the Ramah holds, like the Rash, Yeshom Nekohanim Asurin L'tame L'cherev who within L'chol Mini Matmachas V'shach Sassiv Kohen Gimshon L'tam L'mesh V'yesh Mekirin V'chein Nogu L'hakel V'chein Ein Nizarin Mizeh. Amazing. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chazon Avadya say as well for Feirish. So basically, if you hold like this, that a Kohen is not mitame, not muzar. Muzar means warned. In the tomb of Cherev Erech Techalol, Rav Goren said like this. Someone dies, they have a ring on their finger. A metal ring. Take the ring off the mace and give it to a Kohen. A Kohen is not Muzar in a Cherev Aru Kachol. Plus the fact, we treat it as if he's actually touching a mace. And when it comes to Tumas Chiburin, the Gemara says, Beferish and Nazar and Nafn Dalit, that if you're touching one mace, you can touch another mace. It's not Mosif Tumasal. Let's say you had a heter, Kuchnevich, I don't know, you're China, or even you did a Bisser. Right? In that case, Ramam and Pirkei Alachat Zayin, the Machleis Ramam Raiva, but if you're touching one mace, everyone agrees, it's the Machleis Rabbah of Yosef in the Gemara Nazar, and it's the Machleis out of Paskin, between Rabbah and Rav Yosef. The Ramam and Pirkei Alachat Zayin, it was all Paskins like Rav Yosef, that if a corn was Tomei Mace earlier in the day, and walks into another oil of good makas a second time. And the Ravid says, no, we hold like Rabbah. And he says that, Lamaisa, if you go the same day, he says you won't be chayiv. But everyone agrees if you're touching the thing, everyone agrees if you're touching the first mace, you can touch another mace. Not a problem. So Rav Gorin says, you put the ring on, it's like you're touching a mace. So he says, go to medical school. Yes? That's his heter. You got the heter? How would we reject that heter of Rav Gorin's etzam? So number one, you could reject it based on the shtickle Torah we said in Rav Schechter. You're coming close to it. It's not an issue of becoming tame. You're coming close to it. The issue is doing karav lemace. That's number one. You could think zak on his heter. In lomdus, that's number one. Number two, you could say Lamaisa very strongly, and you could say that, and Rav Bleich writes this, Shlita, Rav Bleich points this out, Allah Lamaisa, that the weak spot is that Lamaisa, a Kohen is mitame himself in a way that was not a chil of his kahuna, right? In other words, he would not be able to, you know, you can't extend that to a situation where normally he's mechal atum. In other words, the bottom line is you can't have your cake and eat it too. He's not muzar in it, okay, but at the same time you're treating him like a mace. You know, who says that that's so? So Rav Gorin would respond back, he says, yes, it is considered b'aviyavos atumah, and then you're not being mechal. So you can't have your cake and eat it too. But Rav Bleich wanted to say that that's the point as far that's weak. Maybe Tumas Chabur is only the case where he got the Isser, and now he's just continuing, you know, his defiled state. According to Rav Gorin, he never had an Isser. So if you never had an Isser, maybe you never have that cake and eat it too that I view as if I'm still touching a mace. Okay, that's the Nakuda. But I'll tell you another reason why it's this bit schwer. This is the third svar we're saying live good things I have there. It's not the same. What I mean, it's not the same. The level of tumah that comes from the sword is not the same as a mace. It's not the same. So who says lamaisa, and I can prove that to you. What does Tosafot say in the beginning of Bava Kama, Bezim and Beis? A sword cannot make another sword cherev ayu kechol. When we talk about toldos being similar to the others by Shabbos and Zikin, they're similar. But not by what? Not by Tumah Vitara, right? That's the Gemara beginning of Baba Kama. And Bezim and Avron, and the Bezim and Bez. So Taisa says there, on the top Taisa, Bezim and Bez says, in Tomar, in the middle of Taisa, are Tome Mez Osikli, Matas, Kiyotzebo. He has told us they're like it. Kerber Kacho, Ama Yeshmin Kiyotzebo. Yeshom Rakati, in Osik Kiyotzebo. Shosikli, Matas, in Osikli, Matas Akar. That sword can't make another sword, Tome. So it's not as powerful as the mace. You see, it's a one step lower. So who says that we have this shtickle Torah that if, just like I say, I'm touching a mace, I can continue to touch another mace. Who says that I can touch the sword, I treat it like I can touch something else? See, it's a lower level, so maybe not that way. So the three svaras we want to suggest to reject that, and we do not. I've had Talmidim before, and they want to, you know, I tell them they can't, you know, that they come up with another profession, another career. But Lamaisa, we have to keep it in mind and realize that, you know, there's certain dinim that we have to observe. So you want to become a doctor, Lamaisa. But the problem is that, you know, that's not a legitimate heter. Let's we have one more minute. Let's close. Why? in the Yesod Halacha, he has a piece about this, about a Kohen Lamaisa going to medical school, and we have to get to all the other dinim we didn't have time to, but he talks about, you know, oh, what about the issue of, you know, Pikuach Nefesh, you know, you want to be able to learn, to be able to go, you know, for Pikuach Nefesh, Lamaisa. Pikuach Nefesh is only the three Averis, this is not one of the three Averis, so what about that type of thing, Lamaisa? So, the Mishnah says in Erevin, on Daf Mem Dalin Beis, that anytime you go to save someone, you have a heter to go back. Right? On Shabbos, on Tzol, they have a heter to go home. They take someone to the hospital. It's based on that Mishnah in Erevin. Now, does that matter Yisuri D'Raisa or Yisuri D'Rabbanan? So Rav Moshe held even Yisuri D'Raisa matters. Rav Shlomo Zalman, he writes in there in the Mincha Shlomo, he was the Pachad to argue with Rav Moshe. It's beautiful the way he writes there, but he says he thinks it only matters Yisuri D'Rabbanan. But the bottom line is that Lamaisa, if you assume like Rosh Hashanah Zalman, only matters is Yisuri D'Rabbana. Going to medical school during the time of is isn't this a D'Raisa? That's number one. Okay? That's number one. Right? The reason why I compare it to, because it's not, you know, you don't have a Pikuach Nefesh case right at your doorstep. So it's very similar to like returning home to be able to, you know, motivate, you know, because if Atzalah didn't have that heta, they wouldn't go in the first place. Number two, Halacha Lamaisa, that's difficult. Who says there's a chiyuv on the coin or anyone to learn refuah in order to save people? Right? In order to save people. When you're going out to save, you have a chovah hatzalah right in your face. You have no chovah hatzalah. And let's close with a mishum, the tshuva, cheva gimel, sinakuf nun hei. It's an iser gomer for kohanim to go to medical school. And I'll quote you. Sha'afim lo hayashum rofe ba'olam. Even if there be no other doctor. Leke chiyuv mitzad pikuach nefesh lilmod chachmas ha'refuah. Skipping a little bit about, and he compares it like the mitzvah of stakam. There's no chiyuv to gather money in order to give this stakam. There's no chiyuv to go to medical school in order to put yourself in that situation in order to save someone. And therefore, it's an iser gomer al pidin. Okay, for a person, for a kohen to go to medical school. Okay, so today. One of the guys, the Chedor Chiddush, is going to speak from 2:30 to 3, and then we'll have a Chabura 5 to 5:30, and tomorrow we'll have the Suda spread. Everyone should prepare Divrei Torah. Do me a favor, I want to get everyone's legal name. Write it down here.